companies celebrated their 25th anniversary this year, and they held a contest where 25 of their biggest fans could win the chance to come on set and dedicate their favorite movies to their favorite people. And we have in studio one of those winners, one of the local fans of TCM, Terry Sullivan from Glen Ellyn, who went on Turner Classic Movies. Hey, Terry, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thanks, Patty. Thanks for having me.
And we have in studio, of course, John Tatey, our contributor on Tuesday nights. And you've gone places where you're a fan, and you've been on the set of The Price is Right, and seeing what it's like to be, you know, be a part of it. Terry, when you submitted this, how involved, I mean, how much do you guys watch Turner Classic Movies?
A lot.
Yeah, it's on all the time. Because my mom has it on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Me and your mom.
No. I mean, like, that isn't, I do too. I mean, I have kids. I have little ones, so I don't get to leave it on all the time because they get bored.
Right.
And you know how it is watching classic movies with little ones. They want to watch the same Disney movie over and over again.
Yeah, black and white is like kryptonite, right?
Well, and so did you raise your kids to enjoy black and white movies?
My son Keith, who's here in the studio as well, he's actually a big film fan as well. My daughter Michelle, I'd bring her around a little bit.
Yeah.
But for me, first of all, Turner Classic Movies, they're curated. There's no commercials. They know what they're talking about. They'll give you a little, Easter eggs to look for. Here's this, here's that. They'll tie it all together. They do a really, really nice job.
I agree. I love hearing some of the backstory or who auditioned for this or some of the things that happened on the set. It's always a lot of fun to hear some of that. And you chose a movie that I grew up on as well, but you hadn't seen this yet. Tell us the story and how you won the opportunity to dedicate your
okay.
film.
So it was 1983, and early days of cable, and in our house at least, and it was St. Patrick's Day, so Quiet Man was going to be on. I was going to get a chance to see it, and in its entirety. So I literally got a 6-pack, and I was going to plop my butt down and watch The Quiet Man, and then my buddy Joe starts calling me up. And as I explained when I was on, this is the old days. You didn't just look at your phone and ignore it. You'd walk across the room, pick up the phone.
Right.
Who is it? Joe again. Let's go to the bars. No. So a couple of those. And then finally, Joe and my brother Tom, Denise's husband, came over and did an extraction, right? Okay, we're going to the bars.
Yeah,
get in the car.
Sure.
So it turns out that it was a fix-up. Between my friend Joe was dating Linda's friend Donna. It was a conspiracy to get us together. So we meet, and here we are, right? So 5 years later, we get married.
Aww.
And married for 30 years. And
did they set you up because
did you get to see the film?
Yeah,
I didn't get to see the film. And so I was always like, hey, I gave up John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara to meet you. I was always playing that card as often as I could.
No kidding. First of all, were you getting set up because your friends were worried that you might languish in bachelordom?
Yeah, watching The Quiet Man. Reruns the rest
you
of my
were
life.
The Quiet Man. For people who don't know the film, why were you going to watch it on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, because it's an iconic Irish film. John Ford got his 4th Academy Award for it. They actually cut a deal with Republic Studios to do The Quiet Man. I think Ford had wanted to do it for a long time. And the storyline is John Wayne is this boxer who goes back to Ireland, to find peace and quiet. And he finds love, but not necessarily peace and quiet when he goes back. It's Maureen O'Hara and Victor McLaughlin, and it's classic, right? There's lots of drinking going on. Barry Fitzgerald doing a different drinking line. He's got a dozen little, when I drink whiskey, I drink whiskey. When I drink water, I drink water. And there's just all these lines in there where
And a legendary fist fight scene. The widest ranging fist fight you'll ever see on film.
Right. It's like a marathon fist fight across the countryside.
That's right.
Yeah, Victor McLaughlin had fists book bags.
Yeah.
They're so big,
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible movie. We actually had some folks on from the town where the train station is because, they were trying to remodel it. It was sort of in decay.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam Neeson helped, but we were on the air with them trying to raise money in the middle of the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a great movie. There are elements of it that people, you kind of have to go, okay, it was a different time. It was a different time.
Mm.
Yeah. There are a couple things.
Here's a stick to beat the lovely lady.
Exactly. So you guys are doing quotes all the time. Yeah. So when you submitted your video and you told the story of how you met your future wife because you were dragged out of the house and unable to watch The Quiet Man, so did they send you back and said, hey, congratulations, you're going to be featured?
I got the call, and I'd never done a YouTube before.
Uh-huh.
I'd never recorded anything, and I'd never posted anything. One take, 90 seconds.
Really?
Stuck the leg. I mean,
one
if you
take,
watch
Terry.
Nice. If you watch it, and if you see some of the other submissions, some of these people really know what they're doing, right? They're like multiple scenes and backgrounds, and one guy did a song. Mine was as basic as you can get. It's a poorly lit office, and
it's a good lesson, because who needs production value when you got heart and a good story?
That's right, you're authentic.
What you had.
Yep. And I told the story 100 times, right? So I was pretty crisp on a story.
Yeah.
Then I got the phone call, and I'm in a business where there's a lot of acronyms, right? So I get a phone call from somebody I don't recognize, and I listen to the voicemail. Hey, this is, I can't remember what his name, from TCM, blah, blah, blah. I never heard of these guys, TCM. Hold on a second.
You go out of your way to submit a video, and now who expects that phone call?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I got the call, I was thrilled, and then it was kind of a secret because they didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't know if they had everybody lined up yet or whatever. So then I got to tell the family, and it was funny because my daughter is away at college, so I got everybody's in the room. Okay, let's get Michelle on the phone. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. And I go, hey, Michelle, I got some news for you. And she's thinking, I got the big C or something, right? She's
What's wrong?
And it's all good news, but yeah.
So it aired last week. I'm sorry, I would have gotten you on before. I thought it was this week.
Mm-hmm.
Was the information that I had. So it was on last week. So did you have everybody over for a viewing party?
We did. We had a big viewing party. It was a lot of fun. And if anybody else, if you've watched it, all these people who did these are amazing, interesting people who really know their films much more than I. I'm kind of... Like I told Ben on the set, I said, look, I'm just a dumb guy watching movies, right? Some of these people, they know everything about the movies. Tomorrow night is The Music Man. This guy named Ken introduced it. He's an older guy, but he is as lively as you want. The North by Northwest is on. If you can catch any of the ones, just a couple more days of this, I encourage anybody to tune in because they're all really good. Ben Mankiewicz, nicest guy in the world. He was telling me on set that he does... Usually, when he doesn't have people in the audience or a guest, he's doing 60 of those a day. So intro, outro.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he,
that's a
I guess,
lot.
He probably flies in for a week.
Sure.
Because most of the production people are out of California.
But you know what? That's a guy who really does know his stuff. He's not just reading the prompter.
Yeah. He's got the chops.
He's a critic. Yeah. Exactly.
And he makes you. Put you at ease. Obviously, I had a couple choke moments that luckily, that's what the editors are for.
Sure.
You just watch how he interacts with people. He draws out their stories, and you can tell he's not waiting to jump in with a line. He just naturally is a funny guy, and just really a pleasure to work with him and watch him.
So you had a chance to meet some of the other folks that were introducing the movies as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really cool, and they're from all over the country, and... the youngest winner was at the time 15 years old, and he'd picked a movie called Raffles, which is a 1939 David Niven movie, which I had not heard of. And then there was probably, the oldest is probably an octogenarian. So they were all over the place.
And, that's incredible.
Yeah, really nice people, really smart. And it's just like when you're in the business, right? When you find somebody who can talk movies with you, which is kind of rarity. We had a dinner and everybody's just, hey, how about that movie? It was just a lot of fun.
That
is a blast.
So how can we see your segment if we miss the initial airing? Can we catch it?
I think you might be able to get it on TCM's website.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So to find that,
the
intro for The Quiet Man. We're hanging out with Terry Sullivan, who was chosen to introduce The Quiet Man, dedicated to his wife and kids. And when we come back, 312-981-7200, I promised to give away a couple prizes. Mm-hmm. I want to find out what your favorite classic Chicago movie is. So it's based in Chicago. We've got so many, but I want to say, we'll take the first three calls. We've got prizes for everybody. Tell me your favorite movie that was filmed in Chicago. I have my own, but I don't want to give away any because then you'll just take mine and then it'll be, it will make you tell me what your favorite is. 312-981-7200. Terry, tell me when yours, when you get back to.
Okay.
Hey, can I just tell people, I just looked it up. You can find Terry's dedication on YouTube. Just search for TCM25. Terry Sullivan. It'll come
cool.
up.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right. I'm going to look it up right now during the break. 312-981-7200 for your chance to win a prize. Tell us what your favorite Chicago movie. I prefer classics. I mean, but I guess they could all be classics at some point.
Right? Not Batman is basically what you're saying.
I'm saying
right?
not Batman.
Pre-Batman movies.
Yeah. I didn't think this one through. But you know what? It's the first we call her. Tell me a name of a movie that's about Chicago. You win. More after this on 720 okay. WGN. Turner Classic Movies, celebrating their 25th anniversary, chose 25 people to come out. Now, where was it, Terry? Terry Sullivan from Glen Ellen was invited to dedicate a movie on the set. Where is the set? Is it Los Angeles?
In Atlanta, actually.
It's in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Because of Ted Turner in Atlanta. Why didn't I think of that? So that was cool, though. I love
that. Super cool.
What's on the set? I mean, were you like looking around at the furniture?
Oh, we walked all over. It's all, you know, the drawers don't open and all that, but...
It's all for show.
It's all for show, but it's cool. And there's like, you know, I've not been on a TV set before, so
yeah.
There's like a million people behind the cameras, and they're
just
all
just for one scared. Guy talking, right?
Yeah, and they were, and it was first class. They picked, it was car service from the house to the airport, from the airport to Lowe's Hotel down in Atlanta, which is a really nice hotel.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere you went, we had a winner's dinner. They, you know, they had makeup, they had wardrobe, you know, there was a whole, it was, you were treated like a star, you got a per diem, you got everything, it was everything.
When was the last time you wore makeup, Terry?
Well, the line I used was, the next time I wear makeup, I'll have a rosary in my hands.
That's
but
good.
She didn't get it, though. It was lost.
By the way, my name is Thomas Sullivan, and my favorite movie in Chicago is Only the Lonely, which stars who? Maureen O'Hara. Yes. And John Candy are in that movie.
My brother, actually.
Is that real? from the I don't have an area code for you, Pat, but what's your favorite Chicago classic movie?
Well, I'm going to pick the Blues Brothers. The movie owes much of its spirit to the to the use of Chicago locations to pick the city.
I agree. I love Blues Brothers. Nick D, of course, not a fan. But hold on the line. You've won a gift card to Lou Malnati's, and we'll send that off for you. And, thank you so much for calling. I love the Blues Brothers. It's the Blues Brothers. That's the next call. Hold on one second. I'm giving away the next one. We have Blues Brothers was... Wait, he said Blues Brothers. I was looking at the next one. You didn't like the Blues Brothers, Terry.
I'm not a fan.
Why not?
I don't know. They were just annoying.
it was annoying.
They were annoying.
The Blues Brothers were?
And I actually saw the Blues Brothers, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, at one of the, used to be Chicago Fest or whatever it was, with the Muddy Waters band backing them up. And... Which is fine, but the movie didn't do it for me.
It didn't do it for you.
Yeah.
Man, when it was driving in through Park Ridge, because I grew up in that area, I knew that. I was like, I know that bank. I was so excited. And then they end up in a mall that was nowhere near that intersection. Hey, John, what's one of your favorites? Favorite Chicago classic movie?
It's Todd.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, hey, it's firefighter Todd Chuchuk.
Gotta go with Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller.
The coming of age movie ever for everybody.
Sure, and you're everywhere. You're everywhere in Chicago, you know? Was it the Pump Room? What restaurant do they go to? I know that they're at the Cubs game. Obviously, they're at the Art Institute. They're driving on Lakeshore Drive. They're everywhere in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at the parade on Michigan Avenue, right? The Cubs game. God, it's fun. As some people know, regular listeners know, I moved to the city about 5 years ago now, and it was fun to see the locations for the first time, having seen the movie so many times. This was my college roommate's favorite movie. I love it, too. So it was kind of weird to be walking through, like to go to the Art Institute and stand in front of that big Monet painting.
Right.
I believe it's Monet.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
Okay. We'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm with you, Todd. It is Todd, right? My screen says John, but it's Todd.
Yes, but it's Todd. Okay. That's all right. Well, we can always tell by his voice. Todd Chuchuk with the Chicago Fire Department. I want to thank you again, by the way. I haven't had a chance for donating tickets to the Bridge Youth and Family Services for that night that you came out and gave them like 25 tickets. Thank you so much for that.
No problem. I hope they're able to make it.
Me too. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be able to get to the game, and we've got to get out there as well. Well, hold on the line. I've got a gift card to Lou Malnati's for you,
too.
Oh,
no. Give it to somebody else.
Look at you just telling us you want to talk about a movie. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, are you at the firehouse tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Well, thank you so much, Todd. Great to hear from you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Too. Thanks, Bye-bye. Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
What do you think, Terry, of Ferris Bueller? What's your opinion of that movie?
I liked that movie. I've seen it a long, long time, but I liked it.
John Hughes in general, are you a fan? Speaking of
some
movies,
of his stuff hasn't aged so well.
That's what I was just about to say. That's what I was just about to say. Having watched 16 Candles a couple years back.
Oh, boy. Yes, yes, yes. By the way, it was Shea Paul was the restaurant in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I couldn't remember.
Oh, Shea Paul.
Shea Paul. Was that? And then which one was the Blues Brothers? Wasn't it Shea Paul? Wasn't that a French restaurant as well? All right. How much for the little girl? the 312 says, I've always loved the Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason movie, Nothing in Common.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
That's a Chicago movie. Huh?
It was filmed here in Chicago as well. That's from Steve. And Caddyshack is my best friend. Caddyshack, my best friend's weddings. Well, Caddyshack not filmed here, but my best friend's wedding with Julia Roberts and Rupert Everett was filmed. I was actually an extra in the church when they get married.
Really?
Yeah. You can tell it's me because I turn the wrong way when the bride comes down the aisle.
A Caddyshack, though, where did that come from?
I don't know why there's a Caddyshack. Hey, Patty, I've always loved About Last Night, originally titled Sexual Perversity in Chicago. I'm not a real big Jim Belushi fan, but he was so good in this one, and as well as Rob Lowe, Demi.
Oh, Demi Moore was in it, too, right?
And Elizabeth Perkins. Ooh, Northside 777. Now we're talking about classic movies.
Yeah,
that's all the good stuff. So we are hanging out talking about some of the movies that might be on Turner Classic Movies. What have been some of your favorites that like were surprises that came on Turner Classic Movies that you never saw before?
Once in a while, they run like the Japanese movies, and, like late at night, or the silent movies I really like. There's some really disturbing old Lon Chaney movies. Have you ever seen like The Unknown?
Since college, but
yeah,
yes.
So you got to dig a little bit. And then some of the movies that the people, you know, like we just we actually are almost late getting here because you're trying to watch the end of Random Harvest.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well, I was DVR'd, but do you know the movie?
No, what's Random Harvest?
It's Ronald Coleman and Greer Garson, and it's...
That sounds great.
It's a classic, you know, it's your classic amnesia film.
Okay.
Is there a particular genre or era of film history that you're particularly into, Terry?
I do like the 30s. I like a lot of pre-code, and I've also kind of in my segment I tell Ben, I found this list of 1,011 movies you should watch before you die, and I don't know who wrote it, and I really didn't care. I just pick a movie. You know, anybody's list is
good,
right?
You're just working through it.
I am chugging through that thing, and so that takes you some very weird places.
1,001 movies. I guess you could polish that off in a few years, right? If you add it every night.
I'm 640. Yeah, that's
hard. Are you really?
Though. Yeah, but you got to really dig. You know, you're getting now. You can blow through the 30s and 40s pretty quick, but now you're starting to get into the silent era. There's some really good movies like. Goodbye Stalin. You ever seen that one? That's really
not.
Oh,
I grew up on a lot of the gangster movies like Public Enemy. Angels with Dirty Faces is one of my
favorites.
Love
that.
It's with Jimmy Cagney and Pat O'Brien. I think you would like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great finish in that movie.
Yeah, because it's got a sort of this internal conflict that Jimmy Cagney surprises at the end of the movie. Bill wanted to join the conversation. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
Yeah, how about the movie The Road to Perdition?
The Road to Perdition, that's our final call. That's a great movie with Paul Newman, right? And Tom Hanks?
Right, because that was shot where I work.
Oh, really?
Building in downtown Chicago. It was shot in the building where they, where he had his office. That was in our building. They did a lot of scenes in our building. Because I got to know the actors personally because he used to be in the building all the time.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah, that's a great one. Thank you, Bill. Have a good night.
They shot it in a building in the corner of Monroe and Michigan, if you can figure out what the building is.
Monroe and Michigan. I'll take a look.
It's sort of a hotel. It's on the northwest corner.
Okay.
Well, I won't mention the name, but you know where the building is.
All right. I'll take a look. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, that's the building they shot it in, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take a look. Thank you so much for that. And by the way, a couple more movie titles coming in. We also have Running Scared. That's a good one with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. They're cops together. It's actually quite a good movie. I enjoyed that one a lot. And Sandra Bullock in While You Were Sleeping, Return to Me, which is a movie I love, written and directed by Bonnie Hunt, of course, Chicago native, and starring.
I didn't know she was from Chicago.
Yes, she's from Chicago. Huh. Yeah, she used to. Yeah, I think she worked at a Dairy Queen on, like Addison or something. Like one
really?
Of the, on Southport.
She's so talented and could never get a TV series to stick, could she?
I thought the Bonnie Hunt show was pretty good.
No, I'm not saying they weren't good.
But
I'm just saying they never took off.
Stay.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, congratulations. And
thanks
for coming down. And what a wonderful, fun
for
ride for you. Yeah.
It's over. It's my 15 minutes. Is it?
I know. We extended
here,
a little
it's
bit.
Over,
yeah.
It's just walking around muttering to myself.
Oh, that's fun.
Where did I go wrong? Well, before you go, we'll get a picture and we'll make sure this is available for podcast too for your friends and family. Thank you so much, Terry. More after this on 720 WGN.